Volta and Poppy. Travolta. That is a funny name for a dog, isn't it? But what about this name? Poppy. Now that is a cat's name. Travolta lived in a nice house with a nice garden with great big windows. He could look through and see everything that happened in the garden. Poppy, the cat, lived in the house next door to Travolta. Her house had nice big windows as well, that she could look through and see everything that happened in her garden as well. After she had had her dinner, Poppy liked to jump up onto the wall at the side of her garden, stretch out her paws, roll on her back, and have a long sleep in the sun. When Travolta the dog had had his dinner, he liked to go out in the garden as well, roll on the grass, and have a long sleep in the sun. But sometimes there was trouble. If Travolta saw Poppy sleeping on the wall, he would creep across the grass, stretch up and put his paws on the wall, and then do you know what Travolta would do? He would take a deep breath and bark as loud as he could. And Poppy would "Get off my wall," growled Travolta. "It's not your wall," said Poppy. "It's mine. It is in my garden." "No, it's not." Travolta would try and jump onto the wall, but dogs can't jump as high as cats. "So the wall is in my garden," he would say. So Travolta would jump up and down, trying to get to Poppy, while Poppy would just look down at him before falling asleep again. "Why don't you stop, Travolta, barking at my Poppy?" said the lady who owned Poppy. "Why don't you stop Poppy sitting on the wall? Then Travolta won't bark," said Travolta's owner. "But Poppy likes sitting on the wall," said her owner. "And Travolta likes barking at her," said Travolta's owner. And so every day, after their dinner, Poppy would sit on the wall and Travolta would bark at her. Now, how would you like to hear that all the time? And sometimes Poppy would even hiss at Travolta. Until one day, straight after his dinner, Travolta ran out of his house and into the garden to bark at Poppy. But Poppy was not there. Where was she? Travolta looked along one side of the wall and then along the other side, and then waited and waited and waited. Now that was on Monday. Monday is the first day of the week, and the next day is Tuesday, isn't it? Then there is Wednesday and Thursday. And on all those days, Travolta ran into his garden to bark at Poppy, but Poppy was never there. Travolta was very, very sad. He could no longer see his friend Poppy. His friend? His friend? "If Poppy was my friend," thought Travolta, "why do I keep barking at her? Oh dear, I wish I could see Poppy again." Now we know that on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, Poppy was not sitting on the wall in the garden. Do you know what days come after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday? There are Friday and Saturday. And on Saturday, Travolta walked miserably into the garden and looked up at the wall. But the wall was empty again. There was no Poppy. But hold on. Is that a little head poking up? Yes. And suddenly, with a huge leap, Poppy appeared on the wall. Travolta ran back to the wall and jumped up as he usually did. But this time he did not bark. Do you know what he did? He blew Poppy a doggy kiss. And do you know what Poppy did? Instead of hissing, she blew Travolta A pussy kiss. So the barking and the hissing stopped as Travolta and Poppy were now friends. And Travolta's owner and Poppy's owner and all the neighbours around were no longer annoyed by the barking and hissing. Because Travolta and Poppy were too busy to bark and hiss because they were blowing kisses to each other. Mm.